A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this, that while I am with you, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have told you." The Word of the Lord. Where is the place that God has prepared for me? This reading is part of the conversation that Jesus had with his followers at the Last Supper, but it has taken a sudden turn. He has just finished telling them not to be worried. He will be going away, leaving them, but he will be back. He tells them that he is going to prepare a place for them, that he will come back and bring them to it. Now Jesus tells them that if they keep his commandments, that will prove that they truly love him, and he and the Father will come and dwell in them. What is he trying to teach them and us? It is a very stressful time for Jesus and for his disciples. They know that things are changing, and it scares them. Jesus keeps repeating that peace will be with them, but they are struggling to understand, how is this going to happen? They say that they have accepted Jesus as their Messiah and Savior, who has come to redeem them and set them free. But in their understanding, that means conquering and winning and taking over power and control. They are looking for a great upset that will move them from the bottom of the heap to the top of their world as they know it. They have experienced the ups and downs of discipleship. One moment the people want to worship Jesus and make him their king, and the next moment they call for his crucifixion. The disciples thought that redemption meant that their Savior would house them in a better place, safe and comfortable, with all their needs taken care of. This Judas, some scripture scholars believe him to be Thomas the doubter, he speaks out the expectations that are in the room. He says, "We thought that when you got us all through this hard time, that we would win, and everybody would clap and acclaim us and admit that we won, and they lost. We thought the place you were preparing was the palace of victory and power over our enemies." Jesus moves them to a different level of knowing what being redeemed truly means. He keeps using his favorite word, love, and keeps pulling them more deeply into its meaning. He takes them from a this-world understanding of commandment observers who are driven by fear and expectation of reward and protection to follower friends who don't just obey, but keep and hold his words as part of their being. This understanding is grounded in love and relationship. It brings to my mind the word keepsake, which we use to describe something that means so much to us that we truly fear losing it. Not having it anymore would leave a hurtful void, an emptiness that would create deep sadness. We would feel less fully ourselves. Jesus' response calls all who claim to be his follower friends to look more closely at what his call, his commandments, are revealing about the greatest place for us to be. The bricks and mortar of our heaven are the result of a life lived loving, caring, thoughtful, merciful, and grateful. If we are looking for Jesus and his Father, that is where we will find them, and the true peace and happiness that we were created for.